I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking with travel journalist Judith Ritter. Now, Judith, we've all heard that India has an interesting British history, but weren't the French there as well?
If you want to feel a little bit of France and India, then you have to head south past Madras to the town of Pondicherry, or Pondi as the locals call it. Although Pondi is very much an Indian town, there are charming traces of France's 18th century presence. In fact, the local police still wear the red hats of the French police, and French is spoken on the street. And the architecture of the restored buildings along the waterfront reminds the visitor of small resorts around Biarritz. For the traveler who wants a short break from the delights of India's curries, Pondicherry's the place. Restaurants like Le Club, Le Bistro, or La Terrasse have decor so French. If it weren't for the intense heat and the large Indian families strolling the boardwalk, you'd think you were in the south of France. Especially noteworthy is the stylish cafe called Hot Breads. This cafe is so popular with the 700 French nationals living in Pondi that the bakers find they have to work all night. But this is first of all India, so Hot Breads has given the croissant a new twist. Some are now stuffed with Indian curries. Well, after a few days of France and India, time to tackle the India you came for. And it's there in Pondi, too. Visit Mahatma Gandhi Street for the sights and the sounds of mango sellers, incense merchants, snack food hawkers, and, of course, the very, very famous Sri Aurobindo Ashram. You'll find a lot of French nationals from the 21st century there, too. France and India, a great blend.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.